This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Girls, listen to this podcast and know that you are not alone. Lads, listen to it and please take notes. Let's face it, the vast majority of you need all the help that you can get. These are real life stories which actually happened to us and we are very, very honest. Maybe a little bit too much at times. So if you are easily offended, or an ex, or my dad, it's probably best to switch off now. Welcome to Men Not Boys, a straight talking, no nonsense podcast about men getting it oh so wrong, girls. It is happening to all of us. Melissa, you're back again. Hey.
Hi, gang.
Hey. And today we are talking all about texting, or shall I say, sexting. Melissa is not happy about this one.
I am not a fan of sexting.
Okay, so the first question is, when is it, at what point in a relationship does it get okay to text?
Like, it doesn't.
See, for me, I've experienced recently, actually, the last guy I was seeing was sexting me far too early, in my opinion. He was sexting me within days of meeting me. And I found it really bizarre, but he was telling me things like how he likes Christian Grey kind of stuff and how he likes to, like, strap you down. And I'm thinking, well, that's cute, but, like, we haven't even had a first kiss yet. Is that not a bit creepy?
Maybe that was like a pre-warning, because like, if he is so Christian Grey, then I kind of would like that, because it's like, well, show me a red room.
Yeah,
then.
But he wasn't Christian Grey. Let's take it.
Did you go there? Did you go there? Oh my God, tell me, did you go there?
You know I went there.
Ooh.
With the hoodies.
The hoodies. Wow.
No, but anyway,
that was not Christian Grey. That was more like Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. But that's what I mean. Sometimes sexting can go wrong for a guy because he can promise you the world.
Well, that's what I said. And actually, previously, he doesn't deliver. About catfishing. Yeah. You can catfish someone into bed.
And you can promise them the world. They're going to rock your world. They're going to give you everything you've ever dreamed of. And it's a pump, pump, squirt situation.
Oh, it's just so disappointing.
It basically, it heightens your expectations sometimes. You need to be careful. It does. What
you do. My God, that is so true. It does, like, heighten your expectations. And then it happens. And you're like, well that was shit.
But when is the right time? Because I do think that a guy sexting me after like date one and hadn't even kissed me yet was a bit much. I was a little bit offended.
That
if
is
not
very
anything.
Much. Like, I only think sexting is probably remotely okay when you're in a relationship, you haven't seen each other in a while, if it's long distance, and it's like, I miss you, I wish we were doing this, this, and this, and then just jump straight onto cam and do your bits.
Oh, you think you're on about the cam, are you?
Well, I just do it in a relationship. I would never bother sexting anyone.
So you think it has to be like,
if you've not seen each other for a long while, then why not?
But Instagram official to sex.
Yeah, it's just sexting someone that you just dating is just cringy.
It is.
And half the time, it's all lies. A lad can ask me what I'm wearing, what I'm doing, and I'd be like, oh, sexy laundry. Really, I've got a face mask on, my dressing gown and slippers. Like, 10 out of 10 times when a girl is chilling at home, she doesn't look good. Like, she is comfy and she's happy looking ugly.
And you heard it here first. Guys, we are speaking the truth. I can't lie. Most sexy pictures, and I don't send sexy pictures of myself as in, like, anything pornographic, but, you know, if you want to look nice in lingerie, they are pre-taken.
Yeah.
So most pictures that you get of me, they're either pre-taken or they're not me.
Exactly. It annoys me when people ask for pictures, because if you don't have anything, it's so stressful. You've got to start Googling pictures of sexy girls to try and send something with some blonde hair or something in it. So yeah, it's like an actual catfish.
Oh my goodness.
Because you just can't be arsed.
Like, that is one time I do catfish. I really
do.
Because you're sitting there, you've got your scraggy jammy bottoms on, your granny knickers, you've got Suda creme on your face, your hair's greasy and it's up on a bun on the top of your head.
Exactly.
Because you're not with them. So you're trying to take that time to beautify yourself again.
Exactly.
You look a show, you're probably stuffing your face with crisps and chocolate and a pint of beer, or, you know, a bottle of Prosecco. And so literally,
you've just described two things that are right in front of me right now.
I know. But yeah, you're normally sitting there absolutely vile, and then they're like, "Ooh, I'm so horny," and you're like,
do you think they actually get into it? Because yeah. I've actually spoke dirty to people, and I've literally been sitting there watching Corrie, and they're like going full detail, like, what's your deepest, darkest fantasy? Tell me, baby. And you're like,
No, I totally.
Pull me hair.
I've done the exact same thing. Normally you're sitting there, you're on the couch next to your mum or something, just like, oh yeah, I'm really horny right now. And actually you do not care. Like,
no, it doesn't make you horny
at
all.
It doesn't make you horny at all. No, I agree. The amount of times I've lied in that sense, I really have. But I think guys are actually into it, because otherwise why would they bother?
Exactly, yeah. And these random bloody dick pics that you get. Like, okay, if you're seeing someone, they send you one. Thanks, like, I'll see it next time. Makes me look forward to it. If I don't know you, I don't want to see your willy. I'm sorry, especially when they're all, not all of them, but you think all of them are. But a lot of them that you get on your inbox are so ugly and like shriveled up and dead.
Well, this was my next question I was going to ask you. Like, what should you never send? Like, I think dick pics are really quite offensive in a way, especially if they're not your boyfriend.
Surprise, dick pics are offensive.
Yeah. Like, if it's your boyfriend and you've asked for it, then cool. Like, Melissa asks for hers just to make sure that
he's at home.
He is where he says he is. Yeah. So he's all excited and she's like, are you at home? Is that my kettle behind you? Or, but
never asked him to take big dick pics by the kettle. Like,
well, that could be dangerous. Wouldn't suggest that one, but
don't try this at home, guys.
Like, yeah, I think there's nothing worse than when you just get a random dick pic. Like, no, in my inbox on Instagram, a guy sent me a picture of his face and I thought, oh, you're quite nice actually. And he was one of these people I sort of kept my eye on, but I didn't actually say anything to him. And then the next thing he sent me was a dick pic and I blocked them.
Yeah, especially if it's small. Do you know what though? I was going to go on a date with this guy once.
Oh my goodness.
This is years ago, and we were talking. I was in London. He was American. He was in London. I was just visiting London as well. And I was going to meet up with him, and he sent me this dick pic. And no words of a lie, it was like a tree trunk.
Oh my God.
So I never met up with him because I was petrified.
You're like, that is going to ruin my internal organs.
I'm not giving birth to that. Like, no chance. I'm sorry, I'm busy for the rest of my life.
No, this is the thing, like, but is there anything other than a dick pic that you would find, like, ugh? Like, do you ever get any dodgy videos or anything like that?
I get FaceTimes. Oh, I don't know how, but I think my emails got out somewhere, and I get people FaceTiming me of just them like wanking basically.
How about like, I've got weird like heavy breathing videos and things where you're just like, I don't know whether you're about to murder me or like come on me. Like, I don't know. I don't quite know.
You can
what
always
the difference
hear
is.
Them heavy breathing in these wanking videos.
Oh, it's just so delightful.
It's vile.
Beautiful.
Can you
Thank
imagine
you.
They're just FaceTiming or filming yourself and inboxing it to someone?
As you probably do as well, I know you do. We both get dick pics on the daily.
Well, what do we do when we get a dick pic? We screenshot it and we put it in the group chat. Yeah. So if you don't want everyone to see your... In fact, I think they do want everyone to see the dick pic, because why would they send
it to us? And we probably analyse it and ridicule it, let's be honest.
Exactly, we do.
But I think most guys think that their dick is like a trophy. Even if it's like tiny, they just don't seem to understand that it's like, that mushroom ain't going nowhere, mate. Like,
exactly,
they seem to think that we want to see that.
Also, do you know how they catfish these dicks? Squeeze the shit out of it and get all the blood in it.
Oh, you know,
you look at the picture and you're like, gosh, you're gonna pull it off. Honestly. And I've had dick pics, right, that have really catfished me, and then I've started dating them, I've seen them, and then you've got there and you're like, where's it gone? Yeah. And I've not gone there with them, because I'm like, you've point blank catfished me. You've either photoshopped it or you've strangled the head of it.
Imagine
and you've made it look
you
bigger.
Being a guy and someone looking at your dick for the first time and saying, where's it gone?
Could you imagine anything worse?
Yeah, because actually, is it in yet? It's probably worse. My God. Oh my God. Have you ever had to say that, Melissa? Is it in yet?
No, because I've always been quite fortunate with people I've been with.
Oh, right. Is that so? Is that so?
Have you ever said that, Rachel?
But that's a different story for a different day. But yeah, so have you ever enjoyed it then? Have you ever really got into it? Have you ever experienced dick pics or sexting?
Yeah, when I've thought, been in a relationship. Like this. When I've been in a relationship and I've not seen my boyfriend for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I will enjoy a dick pic, and I'll enjoy like a video or even like a Skype session or something, or FaceTime. But apart from that, like, if we're just dating and you start talking dirty to me, I'm just thinking you're either just after one thing or you're just a bloody creep.
Yeah, I think, see, I've had relationships with people where I've got into it, but then I find that once you get into it once, they seem to want to do it all.
Do you not find it hard to reply as well? Like, what do you say back?
That's, I know. Like, they're like, tell me what you want me to do to you. And I'm like, what you normally do? But that's not a sexy answer, is it?
So you're like, I literally Google how to talk dirty or dirty talk. Copy and paste.
Copy and paste. Or I send it to you and I'm like, what do you reply back to this?
Exactly.
That's what girls do. They tell all their friends everything.
Exactly. So while we're sitting there telling you how sexy we're dressed and stuff, we're actually sitting there watching Cardi with a face mask on, texting our mates like, what do I reply to this?
If you were going to give someone a piece of advice, what not to do? Like, a guy's just started seeing a girl. He thinks that they're about to get down and dirty. Do you think there's an actual turning point? Like, I know you said Instagram official. For me, I would say it's more about once you've slept with them, you can start you can start bringing it in. But I think there's, you know, there's jumping in at the deep end and then there's wading in through a shallow pool. And I think you need to wade.
If
no
a
jumping.
Girl sends you a nice sexy picture, then be like, oh, I'd love to do this, this and this. And maybe initiate it that way because she's giving you the go ahead because she sent you a sexy picture. But if you just randomly text her all this dirty talk, it'll really take her back and she'll be like, oh, shit, what do I say to that?
There's nothing worse when you're like standing in work or something and you're trying to concentrate and then all of a sudden you get all these filthy messages and you're like, I don't know what to do with that right now.
Exactly. Like, you can't even go online on WhatsApp because they see you've opened it.
You're just like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, exactly. I hate that. That's happened to me a few times while I was on the radio.
Has it now? Go and elaborate.
So I'll be sitting on the radio and then someone will message me all this filthy stuff and I'm just like, do you not realise I'm working?
Maybe they like that.
Yeah.
If you can put the radio on and listen to
it. It's like they think that they'll hear my voice like tremble with it and I'm just like, actually, I'm not getting anything from it.
Oh, what a lovely mushroom.
Or like they think you walk around with sex toys or something and you're about to go and have it off in the toilet or something. I don't know. I don't know what guys expect. What? So we've established, I think sexting, you can start sexting after you've started sleeping together. Because I think sometimes having a conversation about, say you've slept with someone and it's new and it's all awkward and it's a bit weird. I think having sex talk is a way of telling someone what you like without being like, can you do this to me, please? Or please don't do that. I don't like that. You know, it's a way of sort of getting it across in a way without actually having to spell it out for them whilst doing the deed. So I think after you first slept with someone.
Oh my God, we are so different.
I think after you start slept with someone, you can be like, you can wade in. No jumping in. Don't jump in at the deep end and start sending me all kinds. But you can wade in and have like, ooh, do you like this picture? Like, sort of thing. You think it has to be Instagram official.
I'll be honest, I just want to be like, why do this instead?
Yeah.
Here is the clitoris.
Not over there, not there.
Yeah, well, obviously, while you're having sex, you have to sort of explain it, but then that's a nicer way of doing it afterwards. Because if they're awful, which they do tend to be first time, it's never good.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, like, it's a nice way to sort of talk them around it, as opposed to being like, that was shit.
I swear you've said that to someone before.
Yeah, I have. I know, yeah.
Rachel was having sex with someone, right? She started laughing at them. And they were like, who are you going to tell about this? She immediately thought of me.
I did actually immediately think of Melissa. I thought, oh my God. And then he said to me, I don't want you to podcast about this.
So I did it for.
So Melissa, thank you for that one. Do you love that the first person I literally, as I was leaving his house, I was like on the phone to Melissa, like, I need to tell you what just happened to me. Yeah. And I did have to say, I'm sorry, that was shit. That was really awful. But that's a different story for a different day.
If a girl ever laughs at you right after sex, no, you're like, she's going to tell everyone of your friends.
Yeah, everyone, and you will get a nickname.
And possibly you may be on a podcast if you're lucky. Right, so I'll tell you a story about a quite awkward and disappointing sexting story for me. So I actually met this guy on Tinder, which was obviously set to be a disaster, and we were texting, and then we were sexting a lot, and I made him wait. Like, I didn't just sleep with him straight away. I left it for a good 2 months, and we were talking and got into sexting, and he went into so much detail about like exactly what he's like, what his fantasies are like, how rough he goes, he'll pull your hair, he'll do this, he'll do that, and he loves this, and he lasts ages, and he's like, he loves sex, and he, like, he literally did, he did kind of make my mouth water, like everything he was saying. I was like, oh, I can't wait.
He's selling himself, yeah.
He sold himself so high. And then we eventually did sleep with each other. Started off, and he just started dripping in sweat. Like her tap had been turned on, and he was like dripping on me, and I was like, this is making me sick. And he was like a wet dead fish, like lying on top of me, like making all these horrible noises. And it must lasted 40 to 45 seconds.
Oh my, I thought you could say minutes then.
And I was just like, oh, and he's like, oh, no, that never usually happens. Like, next time, that'll be better. So I was like, okay, fair enough. It's the first time I'd be nervous. So, like, did it again. Same thing again.
Weren't you grateful, though, if he lasted that sweaty?
No, but it lasted a bit longer. But each time we did it, he just sweated more because he lasted longer. And it was still shit. And it was still shit again. And then shit again. I was seeing him for a few months, and I was just like, where the fuck is this? He's like, he talks like he's Christian Grey, and he just like, he was chatting, like, proper catfished me. Even his willy, he sent me a dick pics in his willy. He was gorgeous and amazing. I swear he must have googled like porno star pictures of willies and stuff and sent me that, because whatever the hell he showed me in person wasn't that.
Yeah, there's nothing more disappointing.
And not only that, he had a shaving rash. I hate men that shave anyway.
I know, me too. I need to be trimmed, but not shaved.
And he had a shaving rash.
But they make it, they shave it to try and make it look bigger.
Exactly, but it didn't work, and it didn't make him last longer either.
And it hurts, I think.
It
can be quite painful. I would never recommend it.
I've seen him for like a few months, right? Then this is the last time I've seen him. I left his house, and his ex-girlfriend was waiting outside and chased me in my car.
Oh my God. So never seen him again. Happened to you?
Yeah, I know. And he had a secret kid. Were there? Didn't even know. They weren't together, lucky enough.
Listen, I swear to God, your life is like a novel.
It's true.
No, I find that men who want to talk the most dirty are the ones who are the most disappointing.
Yeah, they just all talk.
And it's always, I've never slept with someone for the first time and thought, wow, actually one person. Other than that, it's been like, wow, this is pump, pump, squirt. And it's always, oh, this never happens. No, it does. It happens to all of yous. Yous all pump, pump, squares.
Yeah, but the first time, if you've been making someone wait, you can understand. But I've always just thought I have a magic vagina, to be honest.
Babe, I feel like my vagina's magic too.
Yours is dusty.
Mine is. It's not. Well, yeah, it is a bit. I am a bit of a nun, I'm not going to lie. I am quite particular about who I share my vajayjay with.
Well, so am I. Everyone I do, I share mine with. I get in a relationship with.
Do you remember our friends?
Who were you going to say then?
Our mutual friend who I dated.
Yeah. Oh.
And then just went to sleep.
And he woke up and Rachel was gone.
So what did I do in the middle of the night? I bit myself and walked out. I did. I had to. I couldn't cope with it. It was just the most embarrassing thing, because he was a friend of ours.
But the worst thing with that, it was like a built up sexual tension for such a long time. Like, everyone knew something was going to happen. They were flirting with each other for probably over like a year.
It was 2 years. Two years, was it?
And then this whole build up, and then it happened, and Rachel rang me like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And then from then on, because that, like, what was it, 10 seconds that happened?
It was.
It wrecked the whole friendship, really, didn't it?
It completely ruined us. Completely. And it was awful. And while he did it, he strangled me, but it wasn't very. It wasn't like the sexy strangling. It literally cut off my circulation.
It was over quick.
I know, that's what I mean. Thank God. Thank God it was a. Because otherwise, I would have probably died. I feel like he blocked my artery and everything. Like, I couldn't physically breathe. I'm trying to, like, batter him off me.
I can't believe he fell asleep straight away.
And then just went boomf and fell asleep. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. She rang me straight after. You rang me.
I'm leaving his apartment now. Experience. Oh my God, it was just dreadful. We've talked about guys and their texting methods, what we like and what we don't like. But for us, do you think there's any rules for girls about texting back? Like, should you play the game? Should you text back after a certain amount of time? Or should you just text back as and when?
This is one thing I would like a guy's opinion on, because girls think into this so much. Like, if a guy takes 5 hours to text back, we will try and take as long as possible to text back, but chances are we're gonna text back in 30 seconds. Yeah. And we might make a minute if we're lucky, because we just can't help it. And then we'll sit there and count down the minutes and be like, oh my God, it took like 40 minutes to text me back. How long should I wait? And we'll be sitting there watching the phone, waiting for the right amount of time to text back.
Yeah.
So I'd like a guy's opinion on that, actually. When do guys think of how long they've taken to text? Do they think they're being too keen? Like,
I think more guys play a lot more games like than girls in that way, because guys often take days sometimes even to text back and then just text you dead casual.
But are they doing it on purpose or are
I think they are, because let's all be honest, we live in the 21st century.
Yeah, can someone please let us know, oh guys, are you doing it on purpose? Do you care? Do you time us? Do you what is going on?
I must say though, I find the most sexiest thing is when a guy does just text you back.
Yeah, same.
Because then you know that they're not playing games with you and you know that they actually like you.
If they make you feel secure, it makes you like them more.
Yeah.
But if they text too often as well, and if you don't text back and they're like, why aren't you replying? Then that is also a turn off.
Double texting is dreadful.
Yeah.
Never double text unless it's like something that you needs to be double text and it's all one conversation.
Exactly.
Never double text, but text back the minute you see it.
Exactly.
Because I can't bear the playing games thing of, oh, I'm going
to
wait
6 hours.
One thing
guys need to know, we can message you and if you don't reply, we will check if you've been online on Facebook, Instagram, any other social media app you've got. If you've been last seen in the last 2 minutes and we text you an hour ago, we'll know.
Yeah, we will know. And I do think, but I do think you're right in that if someone makes you feel secure, they're a lot more attractive to you. Where guys think that, oh, treat them mean, keep them keen. For me, that's not the case.
It's not, it's off-putting.
Don't treat me mean, because I'll just be like, oh.
Especially as we're getting a little bit older now.
Red flags.
It does. It's just like you're just playing games and you're not interested. Because if they're playing games there, they're going to play games in other aspects of the relationship as well.
Yeah.
So just don't bother with it.
I tried to explain this to my male friend, actually, because he said to me, oh, how long should I wait to text her back? And I was like,
oh,
you
so
know.
They do think.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah. I think they do. My male friend definitely, he always asks me. Do you know what? One of my favourite people who I met, who I felt most secure with, would just text me back straight away.
Exactly.
And he used to just message me and be like, hey, I'd really like to see you. Straight to the point.
When they do text you all the time, then they'll just stop texting you for like about half an hour. You're like, get excited when the name comes up on your phone.
Yeah.
Again.
It's nice. It's a nice
I still
feeling.
Get excited when I see my boyfriend's name pop up.
Oh, that's cute.
I know.
That will end.
It's been a year and a half.
No, I do think the best advice I would ever give to a man is to just text back straight away, because boys will be the ones who play the games. Don't be a little boy about it.
Just don't be a pest if the girl doesn't reply and you see she's being online. Just leave her to text back, because you know what?
If she likes
one reel for one and another for another, but if a girl like is getting nails and she might read the message and then message you back afterwards, just leave us to it, but you've got to reply straight away.
Just reply. just reply when you can. Just be like, don't wait
but
the hours.
If you read the message and don't reply, then give a reason as to why you've read the message and not just ignore, like why you've read it and ignored and then replied hours later. Don't just reply with the answer. Be like, oh, sorry, I've been blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sort of be like, oh, sorry, I've been in the gym.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever it is. No, I'm with you on that. But I think the best thing to do, a real man, the difference between men and boys in this situation is a man would text you back. A boy would play
games.
Boys
play games, men.
Because it's that age old thing that I've been saying all along. Men go after what they want. There's no messing, there's no beating around the bush. It's like, I want you, I'll have you. And that is the sexiest thing. Melissa is pouring a beer right now, by the way. Sounds like she's having a wee. So to round it up, basically we've established that men will text and sext. Well, they'll sext once you're in an established relationship or you're sleeping together. Don't do it too soon. Little boys are the people who only think about their penises the whole way, and they're the ones who get overexcited and can't help themselves after date number one.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where the red flags start showing. Boys will play games. We want men who text us back straight away. Make us feel secure in ourselves.
Yeah.
Because you know what? All we'll do is we'll...
They have to read the signs of the what's going on around them.
Yeah. Because, do you know, if a guy makes you feel secure, you'll make them feel secure.
Exactly.
It works both ways. It's a two-way street. If you start playing games, I'm playing games.
What guys need to remember, if they play games, we can play them back. If you don't act interested in us, there's plenty more guys in our inboxes that we can just go and turn to.
And we have lots of unsolicited dick pics.
Exactly.
But that goes on to our next one. No unsolicited dick pics. They are annoying. We do not find them sexy.
Yeah.
We
and only
don't.
Sex at the right bloody time.
And that is the rules of sexting.
Yeah.
So thank you, Melissa, you come round again. We had a nice good chat there about sexting, texting,
and all things men.
I love that chat, to be honest.
Now, we want to hear from you guys too. Make sure you email in with all your gruesome and wonderful stories. mennotboys@soundrebel.co.uk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate and review as well. And next time, we'll be talking all things first dates. I'm excited for this one, whether it be a Tinder first date, and I've got a lot of traumatic versions of those, or boyfriend first dates.
Yeah, I've got
successful
a lot of those.
Ones. Yeah. So we'll be discussing that next week, so make sure you tune in. It's going to be good.
Bye.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Triple Captain.
Hello, this is Triple Captain, the unofficial Fantasy Premier League podcast, which has just one aim: to get you to the top of your mini league.
He's Luke Jurdy, an FPL-obsessed actor and top 10k finisher. And I'm Rich Wolfenden, a TalkSport commentator and presenter on Radio X. So what makes us different from other FPL podcasts?
Well, first of all, we're an unofficial FPL podcast, which means that we can say what we like. There's no club or Premier League affiliations, means that there's no ego rubbing or pleasing the sponsors.
We also pack our podcasts with guests. We've already had Lloyd Griffith from Soccer AM, Pete Donaldson from the Football Ramble, Caroline Barker from Sky Sports and Five Live, Toby Tarrant from Radio X, James Sutton from the Anfield Rap, and Adam Wilborn from What Culture on the podcast. And we've got loads more guests lined up for the rest of the season.
Finally, we don't go on forever. Our podcasts are not that long, so you can get all the information you need for your game week without having to spend too much time with us, which, let's face it, is probably for the best.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app.